wash water. I was like, damn it. And I didn't end up with any hand wash water. All I ended up with a bunch of tea.
Well, that's very, you know, you can drink it or you can use it to wash with. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So now I've got to do that over again. Actually, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to the vet's hall because that's where I've got to go right this second.
How's Joseph doing?
He's okay. He, you know, he's shut down. His operation's over, so that's...
Well, Monday is over anyway, right? He isn't operating on Monday, so...
Yeah, no, but I don't think he's going to open for a while anyway. No one ever showed up the last time he was open, so he just shut it down.
Wow. Well, that was, what, on Friday, probably, or Saturday?
Yeah, something like that. I don't think he even did Saturday, yeah. Huh. It was just nobody... He might have done Saturday, but no. And then, you know, 418 is shut down. All that.
So, do you mind if I record this for posteriority?
Well, you're almost about to be out of time, but you can do it until I get to the next place.
Okay, so, again, you're pointing out that your contact at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Altos has told you two floors.
In Los Gatos.
Los Gatos, thank you.
Yeah, and she said two floors of the coronavirus. No one's allowed on those two floors, and the county health department told everybody that there will be no one will be allowed out in Marin, San Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties.
And you suspect that
midnight tonight.
You suspect that'll be extended to Santa Cruz.
She believed that it would start going to Santa Cruz as well, and probably up. Many more counties.
Mm-hmm. And so. any response from Cummings, Bernal, any of that gang?
No, I've been corresponding a lot with the coordinator for the county for the for the coronavirus, and she says nice things. I asked her just about 10 minutes ago if she would, and I CC'd Justin Cummings to see if they could allow us to have a toilet and hand washing near the, near the town clock.
Mm-hmm.
And if failing that, would they give permission to Ace or some other toilet company to let me rent the toilets?
Now you made that request or she made that request?
I made that request in an email to her, CC'd to Justin.
And her response was?
Well, I don't know. I've been driving ever since I did that.
I guess
so. I have no idea. That's like 10 minutes ago. I'm driving. I shouldn't even be talking on the phone, really. But anyway.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Yeah, right.
So anyway, that's the story there.
Town clock is continuing to do a presence or vigil there with a canopy and a sign. And I guess you're delivering.
Lots of food. Lots and lots of food. I've been giving out lots of food. Coffee, tea.
You have somebody distributing it, or are people picking it up and spreading their viruses?
No, we got a very strict situation where you can only get it from the server.
And Food Not Bombs personnel are kind of overseeing this.
Yeah. Well, right. It was Sarah stayed there overnight, Cooper and Russell came to her aid when a psychotic person threw everything into the air.
That was on Sunday night.
Yeah, turn over the tables and stuff. And we have beans coming in shortly. We've got another stew coming in shortly. We got like a bunch of, I just went and got a bunch of plates and stuff, from our storage bin. So I put up a propane stove. I put up, I've got to go get more.
And no attempt to interfere or hassle by police or rangers or anything like that?
No, nobody's going to dare do that at this point. No way. We are becoming quickly the food for people that live outside. So.
Interesting.
I keep getting reports of people going to places and then they're not happy. Now, I didn't hear about St. Francis today. We know that the Little Red Church is not happening today.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of frustration trying to find food because there's huge long lines at Trader Joe's. So people, that went in there to get something just walked away.
When was this?
That was like an hour ago.
Okay.
So that's that kind of thing. going down.
What stores have you visited that, you know, have struck your attention as being in the middle of the crisis?
Well, I haven't gone to any stores. So I just hear what people tell me. I'm busy getting my stuff.
Any other services closed down that you've heard about from people trying to use them other than the library, Loudoun Nelson?
Yeah, just people come and tell me that they can't, you know, it's, oh, wow, I want to buy something there and it doesn't exist. Things like that. So, anyway, yeah, it's really insane. And I'm, you know, now we're going to try to do a bulk order of as much food as we can possibly get so we can keep this food program going because we're fearful that Second Harvest is going to shut down, and we're in negotiations with them to keep them there going because everything else is shut down, so there's nothing we can do.
Any word about people coming from the Salvation Army?
I'm not worried about them, but they will once they get out of there.
No, any word from coming from about whether they're shutting down or continuing?
Oh, I don't know. No, I talked to a guy that was there, and he freaking said it was a freak show.
How so?
Ouch. So, anyway. That's the problem there.
I think I talked to Thomas today. He must have been in the Salvation Army. Maybe.
I don't know. I would never go in one of those places. This situation, that's ridiculous. That's sure death. No, that's crazy. So.
Well, I'm safe in Felton. So if you want to come up here, we'll give you an isolation room to go to.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You can sleep in my car.
Trying to get all this food. Okay, take care.
Take care, Keith. And that was recorded this afternoon, the 16th of March, about 2:25 in the afternoon.